Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is. Rockin' and rollin' and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What do you want from this franchise? 404-726-0929. We know there's going to be a new structure for our franchise, as they're going to hire a new president of football operations. A lot of people are assuming that's going to be Matt Ryan. We do not know if that's true. If it is, great. I'd love to have Matt involved with the franchise, but I need him fully involved with the franchise.
Carl and I were just talking off the air here. Take you behind the curtain. And that's also our streaming thing we do around 11 o'clock every
morning. Yes, it is.
Check that out on Twitch and YouTube. But I was just saying, I go, we just talked about, you know, the Arthur Smith. Technically, Arthur Smith had the high ground because he got here like 2 days before Fondo. So we went and got Pitts. So you and I were just debating the merits of, do I need another layer? Do I need it? Why don't you just let the, well, who's the voice? You know, who's the first voice? You know, the above the equals. Is it the head coach or GM, right? And then if Matt's going to be a part-time, you know, consultant, that doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
A couple guys pushing back. Our buddy Mick, the Australian golf.
Mick!
Caddy says, not interested in Matt Ryan. He's never done this before. Like, oh, wow. Okay. What did he ever do to you, Mick? But not everybody all on board with the Matt Ryan idea.
Yeah. Look, and I understand that. Look, I said when the rumors started about this, and I don't start rumors. I just talk about them once they're out. This is a dangerous predicament for Matt. Not because we don't want him and not because I don't think he can do the job. But once you get involved with this, Mike, and if it starts to go wrong, things change and public opinion changes fairly quickly. So, yes, you can be a beloved quarterback, which he is in this city. And if you're not one of those people who thinks he's the best quarterback ever in this franchise's history, one of the best players in NFL history, then I don't know what you watch for 13 or 14 years. But the fact is that if it goes great, and we're all assuming it will, this is perfect. But if it doesn't, then all of a sudden Matt may find himself in a position where, Mike, he's the bad guy because guess what? He's now the face of making all of these decisions.
Right.
And that's the other side of this. I'm not saying that's going to happen, okay? I do not know what he wants or if he's going to be vested the way he needs to be to do this job, if in fact it's offered and this is what he wants. But I'm just telling you, there is another side of this. And if that happens, then what goes on?
And look, we'll ask Arthur Blank, or somebody will ask Arthur Blank, I presume, on Thursday at the press conference. I mean, are you going to give, you know, what level of autonomy are you going to give to the guy you're going to hire? Now, a couple of guys asked this earlier, for guys who missed the conversation. I know most of us, who in whatever your walk of life is, your profession, you roll your eyes when you hear about consultants, but that's the way the Falcons operate, and there are some things you got to vet. Like I just said to Carl earlier, hell, just go get somebody from the Eagles. They seem to be doing what they're doing, but you can't get a guy who, you know, I don't know, has stuff in his personal life that's not going to vibe with your core values.
Correct.
If a guy's got sexual harassment, or that's why all this stuff. I know it's everybody's worried about liability, but that's part of it. They vet all these guys, and we don't do it. The Falcons don't do it. They hire somebody to do it. But there's a lot of folks out there that you'd immediately say, well, that's somebody I'd like to be in business with. They got a process.
Yeah.
It sucks, but that's the way business works these days.
No, it's valid. And that's the reason why, as silly as it may be to many of you, oh, I don't understand why they're doing this. That's why. It's one thing to show me the candidate. It's another thing to show me the candidate. And what I mean by that is when I get Mike Bell's file.
Well, that's a thick file, man.
Okay? And I'm like, hey, I really like this guy, Mike Bell, man. He's done a hell of a job in with the Chargers organization. And I start thumbing through this file, right? Then I get a little bit more insight into, okay, this is a guy that really we want to talk to or maybe we don't want to. And by the way, if you expect the Falcons, and I think people do, Mike, like, right. Oh, well, they got people who do that. No, they don't.
No, you have guys. That's why these consultant firms make a lot of money. By the way, my personal file is very thick. There's a lot of stuff on my permanent record. So you would not want, I'd probably not pass muster. But that's part of it.
Let me ask you this.
Kubiak would be my guy, but again, and his pedigree is almost, it looks like letter perfect, but you got to get under the fingernails.
You do. But let me ask you this. At the end of the day, though, I think if you ask most Falcon fans, and I've run into a bunch of guys who've said this to me, like, Dukes, I do not care what the dude looks like, where he comes from. I just want to win.
Right.
And why are we so caught up in whether they're a goody two shoes, right? Or they fit our values or they don't. That's just the way our owner works, guys. I hear you. Like, if you're asking me and you gave me four or five files and they all look like, and this dude, there were some questionable things in this guy's file. If he won, I wouldn't give a damn.
Right.
That's just me. I'd be like, hire this guy. But you have a multi-billion dollar business, Mike, and you're bringing people into this. You've got to be careful.
Now, guys are saying, before I even see the text flying, I know the argument. I can hear guys in their car right now or ladies saying, well, this same process got us two dud spuds in Arthur Smith and Raheem Morris.
True.
And Raheem's record is 19 games under 500 for his career, and you should have known going in. And we're not going to rehash all of that hiring process. We'll be talking about the new hiring process with Arthur on Thursday when Arthur Blank has a PC. But I'm with you. Guys, hit me up in the text line. Mike and Carl, if we beat the Jets, is Raheem still here? Yes. Yeah, we win the division. We're in the playoffs. Yeah. We're hosting a game. It's that simple.
Yeah, you don't fire playoff coaches.
No. But guys, doesn't that countermand your argument? No. You had ample opportunity. This team should have won 11 games this year. Parcells says your record is your record, but when you're incompetent, not detail-oriented, the mistakes that were made, players can't, coaches can't make the plays for the players, and there's certainly lots of player miscues. But I just thought, Carl, going all the way back to camp, they mishandled everything, including the way Penix was handled.
Well, the playoff thing is interesting, but yeah, I mean, and here's the other part of this. I think there's a little bit of last year you should have made the playoffs.
Hey, you're 6-3 with a two-game lead in hand over the Bucks.
So you literally had two seasons, and we know what happened. We know the quarterback got hurt. We understand all of that. But there were two seasons where could you have maneuvered enough to get there? And you didn't.
See, it's almost like there was, how would I describe it? A hesitancy to act. Okay, you've got to ramp up Penix. When Cousins now has shown you week after week, the Chargers game would have been the game.
Yeah.
Let's go.
They didn't want to do it because the defense.
You've got to ramp up Penix, and maybe Zach wasn't qualified to be that guy to help Penix, or Penix just isn't all that good. Penix came in that Commanders game, looked pretty darn good. Look at the moment, wasn't too big for him. I think you could argue that he looked better in that game than he did it, maybe with the exception of maybe the Buffalo game. We settled for a lot of field goals in Minnesota. Our red zone, our third down percentage was terrible. So that's one example. You didn't react quick enough to pivot off of what Cousins, whatever that was with the injury. And then this year, Raheem never fixed special teams. We ask him about it every week out there at the branch. Every week.
Yeah. Do you believe now that with the way things have played out that he knew this? And that's why he didn't make the move?
I just don't understand how you – and look, I don't see people get fired, but look, everybody knew it. You know, and we've seen other position coaches around the league get fired. You fired Ike Hilliard. Somebody will find out what that the hell was all about. But, I mean, the special teams, Raheem is in the car right now. It cost you your job.
Yeah. Yeah, and he knows that, Mike. The reluctancy to not make a move and show the fan base, hey, I'm aware of this, and it's continuing to hurt us, and we're going to make a change. That was just the weird part to me. But look, he had his reasons, and at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because now he's not going to get a chance to build on, you know, what they started here and certainly what they were building. 404-726-0929. All the teams that are have open head coaching positions, they're not playoff teams, and that's what this comes down to, right? This is the goal. There's not an owner in this league who's been doing it for a while, and ours has, who's not going to tell you, I don't expect to win a Super Bowl every year. It's unrealistic. But you better be in the playoffs every few years, Mike. And you better build some sustainability with the way that you're going about your business through the draft, through free agency, not putting us in cap hell and making sure that we were able to maneuver. That's what these guys want. But yet, here we are 8 years and we didn't do it. So Falcons, Giants, Browns, Titans, Cardinals, Raiders, all not playoff teams. Guess what? All looking for new head coaches.
Right. And I think, you know, you could argue, and guys are asking us, like, who's the most attractive? I said to Carl, let me ask you this real quick. I said this off the air.
Yeah.
Do you think that we are, despite everything they're trying to do this time around in Arthur's open letter, if you hadn't read it, it's at falcons.com, basically stripping down their approach and how they do their business, which obviously was not done very well the last 8 years. Do you think there's a stigma around the league with the Falcons that we're dysfunctional? And then maybe that's why some guys will be shying away from this thing, despite all the things we feel positive about on the roster.
Unfortunately, I do. But this is why I'm so excited about this new structure. This, to me, really signals a change with the franchise. I do think that there are people around the league. Check that. I know there are people around the league who say we can't get out of our own way. That we keep making fundamental mistakes that set this franchise back despite the talent we have had. It's not as if we have not had talent here. So, yeah, I do think that, Mike. And when you talk about, well, when I ask you guys what have we done, because I'm loving these texts, and you can find Mike at Mike Bell ATL, and I'm loving, you know, stuff I'm getting at Put 'em Up, see Dukes and Dukes and Bell 929. But you guys act like we're multiple champions. Like, we've won multiple Super Bowls. We haven't won anything. We cannot be that damn selective when it comes to, well, I'm going to talk to him, but I won't talk to that person. We haven't won anything.
Right.
So when you talk about, for example, the Raiders.
Arguably, you would think probably the most dysfunctional. Maybe them and the Browns are a tie.
Exactly.
For the most.
The first team we are to end the season on a 4-game win streak. Then change the coach. Last time it happened was 2021, and the Raiders did it. They had a guy named Rich Bisaccia,
right,
who did a really good job, and they end the season on a high note. They fire him, Mike, and you know who they hire?
Josh McDaniels.
And you know what he did that next season? Loser, and he gets fired. That is dysfunction. So when you say, hey, what? He went 6-11, by the way, that next season, and it was a joke.
And Bisaccia wasn't sexy enough for Mark Davis.
Wasn't sexy enough. These are the kind of things where you go, all right, so for me, yes, I do think that's the case. But I also feel like this fundamental shift that we're seeing with what Mr. Blank is talking about and how they're going to run things now, I have hope that that's going to change that.
And again, Rich McKay, no longer the CEO of the football team. Greg Beadles advances to that position. But we are under the impression that Matt Ryan, if he wants to, will have a position that will be sort of the football president, strictly the football product. And the GM and coach would answer to him. So, you know, guys are hitting me up on the text. I go, right now, Mike, you said we're in the same boat. We got too many layers. Look, I'm with you. I would take a stab with Matt and his football acumen to be the GM, but he may not want to do that, guys. You know, and again, he's making them. It's easy money on TV, man. You're talking in 20-second sound bites on that show, making good coin doing it.
Yeah, it just looked good.
And Matt looks great doing it.
No doubt. Sounds good.
I thought he did a hell of a job doing the Netflix broadcast.
Look, he's doing a good job. That's the thing. And that's why I think, you know, when Tom Pelissero's comment, Tom's a very locked-in guy. I think he knows this is probably what Matt has told the Falcons, if in fact they've had these conversations, and we all think they have. Hey, I still want to do what I'm doing because I'm really enjoying it, and I don't get beat up every Sunday. You know, I'm not going home with bumps and bruises. And I'm really enjoying still being around the game. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. But I do have an issue with full commitment. That's the only thing I'm saying, man. If we're going to do this, let's be all in.
Right. A couple guys, you know, hitting us up on the text line saying, what happens next? We mentioned this earlier in the show. I said, you know, I know not to say the guys are soft out there, but, you know, these guys were paid well to be a GM and be a head coach. And, you know, you don't want to see anybody have to uproot their family, but that's the nature of the beast. That's the job. You know, you're a gypsy. And coaches get hired to get fired. Nobody gets to call their own shot. It's rare you get to walk off in the sunset like Bill Walsh. Tom Landry got fired.
That's right.
They put Don Shula out to pasture in Miami because Jimmy Johnson was hot for the job.
Andy Reid got fired.
Bingo.
I mean, it's just so, what happens.
And I'm not,
man.
Again, not you're soft, but you know those guys are soft. But no, as far as, you know, for all we know, Terry could land back with Mickey Loomis and the Saints, you know, and they loved the relationship he had with them for so many years.
Well, and you know what's funny?
And Raheem's a great DC.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No, he is. But he's also a great guy that players dig. And those guys, coaches want guys on their staff that are like that. That's why he's been able to be in the league as long as he has. But I'll say this, too, about like our general manager. I know we have witnessed over the last 5 years and chronicled all of those mistakes, Mike. But there are people around the league who are like, Terry Fontenot's not the reason why the Falcons are not there.
Right.
There are people who believe he actually did a really damn good job considering the restraints
right. He
was under.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.